2005, the Linux community wakes up to disaster. Their version control system is gone. No warning, no backup plan, just chaos. Developers flood IRC channels. We're screwed, what now? And Linus Torvalds? He doesn't panic, he codes. 10 days later, Git was born. Today, the entire software world runs on Git. But how did one man, in just over a week, create something that would change coding forever? Welcome to the story of Git. Before Git, version control was a slow, centralized, and fragile process. Developers faced constant risks of lost work, broken code, and inefficient collaboration. The best tools available, CVS, Concurrent Version System, and SVN, Subversion, had major flaws. In the early 2000s, the Linux project moved to BitKeeper, a faster and more efficient version control system. Unlike CVS and SVN, it introduced some decentralized features, giving developers more flexibility. But BitKeeper wasn't free. The company behind it, Bitmover, allowed Linux developers to use it under one condition. They couldn't reverse engineer or create a competing open source tool based on BitKeeper. Then, in 2005, Andrew Trigil developed SourcePuller, a tool that could extract code from BitKeeper repositories. While he didn't reverse engineer BitKeeper's code, he analyzed network traffic between BitKeeper's client and server. Bitmover saw this as a violation of their agreement. As a result, they revoked free access, cutting off the Linux project from BitKeeper overnight. The sudden loss of BitKeeper shocked the open source world. Developers scrambled for alternatives. Forums and IRC channels exploded with discussions on what to do next. For Linus Torvalds, going back to CVS or SVN wasn't an option. He considered them outdated and inefficient. So he built his own. Day one, he writes the core architecture. Day five, he refines branching. Day 10, Git is fully functional. Linus had one idea in mind, distributed. No more relying on one fragile central server. Instead, every developer would hold the entire repository, code, history, everything in their own hands. But decentralization wasn't enough. Git had to be fast, not just for small teams, but for massive projects like Linux with thousands of contributors. While others struggled with slow commits and painful merges, Git introduced automatic merging, making collaboration seamless. Within days, Git was already miles ahead of anything that existed. The Linux community embraced it immediately, and soon, Git spread like wildfire. Linus didn't aim for perfection. He aimed to solve a real problem fast. He followed the principle of release early, iterate often. In just 10 days, Linus didn't simply build another tool. He built a foundation that transformed software development forever. The disaster was the trigger, but what turned Git into a revolution? It was the power of the right tool arriving at the right time. And today, developers face a new kind of complexity, not in version control, but in building real-time, scalable apps. That's where Convex steps in, the sponsor of today's video. Convex is like Git for the modern backend, fast, intuitive, and built for how we code today. It gives you a reactive, serverless database with full end-to-end type safety, all in TypeScript. No servers to manage, no syncing headaches, just clean, consistent, real-time data across every device. Full ACID transactions keep your data safe, and its serverless model means you scale without lifting a finger. If Git changed how we collaborate, Convex is changing how we build. Less backend, more building. And if you're leveraging AI code generation tools, Convex is designed to integrate seamlessly. Its TypeScript-centric approach ensures that AI-generated code is high quality and type safe. Try convex.dev today by clicking the link in the description. So what made Git different? Why did it spread like wildfire while others faded away? The answer is simple. Git doesn't just improve version control, it completely reinvents it. Unlike older systems, Git works like a time machine for your code. Every commit creates a snapshot, a perfect replica of your project at that exact moment. And then there are branches, Git's secret weapon. Branches act like parallel universes, allowing developers to experiment safely, separate from the main project. Want to try something risky? Branch away. If things break, delete the branch. Start fresh, no damage done. And when it's time to merge back to the main project, Git makes it effortless. It resolves conflicts automatically and intelligently, so you spend less time fixing problems and more time coding. And speed? It's unmatched. Because nearly everything happens locally, Git stays lightning fast, even for projects as massive as Linux. Git wasn't just built to solve an immediate crisis, it was built for the future of software. Git didn't stay a niche tool for long. Initially, Linus Torvalds designed Git for one purpose only, managing the Linux kernel. Its powerful decentralized approach worked brilliantly for experienced developers, but it wasn't exactly beginner-friendly. For many, Git's steep learning curve was daunting. But in 2008, everything changed. GitHub was launched. GitHub didn't just host repositories, it turned Git into a social experience, revolutionizing global collaboration. Suddenly, developers could fork projects, submit pull requests, and seamlessly contribute to open source software. Git exploded in popularity, not just among open source enthusiasts, but in corporate environments too. Tech giants like Microsoft, Google, and Facebook adopted Git, recognizing its unmatched ability to manage massive codebases efficiently. This sparked an entire ecosystem. Platforms like GitLab and Bitbucket emerged, expanding Git's influence. Graphical interfaces like GitKraken and SourceTree made Git accessible beyond the command line. IDEs integrated Git support, simplifying workflows and further boosting adoption. Git also fueled the explosive growth of open source collaboration. Projects like Mozilla Firefox, Apache, and of course, the Linux kernel thrived due to Git's flexibility and robust branching capabilities. From a quickly built solution to a global standard, Git didn't just evolve, it transformed software development forever. Git's explosive growth didn't come without obstacles. As it evolved from a niche solution to the backbone of modern software, Git encountered challenges that threatened its widespread adoption. One of the first was the steep learning curve. Git's powerful design came at a cost, complexity. It was never intended to be beginner-friendly, and its command-line interface quickly frustrated developers new to version control. Terms like commit, branch, and merge were intimidating. Platforms like GitHub eventually helped simplify the experience, but the learning curve remains steep even today. Merge conflicts were another hurdle. Git revolutionized merging, but conflicts were still inevitable. When multiple developers edited the same code simultaneously, Git couldn't always automatically resolve differences. These merge conflicts, often difficult and tedious, became one of the most stressful aspects of using Git, occasionally slowing down projects for hours or even days. Then came the complexity of decentralization. Git's greatest strength, its decentralized nature, also caused problems. Teams accustomed to centralized control struggled with Git's distributed workflow. Multiple local copies created confusion, requiring constant synchronization and strong communication. Some developers saw it as chaos, not freedom. Also, security became a growing concern. As Git repositories became central hubs of collaboration, accidental security leaks became frequent. Sensitive information like passwords and API keys often ended up in public repositories, accessible to anyone. Because Git maintains history indefinitely, even deleted sensitive data could remain accessible, making security management crucial. And even the culture of pull requests brought issues. Git's pull request model became standard practice, but sometimes it created bottlenecks. Even minor changes often required extensive review processes, slowing development cycles and causing frustration among developers. Despite these controversies and challenges, Git has continued adapting. It remains the essential tool for millions of developers, even if its journey has been far from smooth. But Git's evolution didn't end with survival. It entered a quiet phase of refinement. Soon after its creation, Linus handed the project to a new lead, Junio Hamano. A reserved but brilliant developer, Hamano became the steady hand that transformed Git from a quick fix into a global standard. For years, he and a growing team of contributors shaped Git into something far more robust, introducing better defaults, refining commands, and expanding its reach. In 2014, Git 2 was released. It wasn't flashy, but it was powerful. Cleaner, smarter, safer. This was the moment Git signaled it was ready for everyone, not just kernel hackers. Then came the shockwave. In 2018, Microsoft acquired GitHub. To many, it felt like betrayal. The world's biggest proprietary software company now owned the hub of open source collaboration. Would Git's open source roots survive? They did. And Git kept moving forward, stronger, faster, more secure. In 2020, it began shifting from SHA-1 to SHA-256, reinforcing its foundations against modern security threats. Today, Git isn't just surviving, it's scaling. It's embedded in every layer of software development, from tiny startups to trillion-dollar tech giants. But as powerful as Git has become, the world is changing fast. But here's the critical question. Can Git survive the future? AI is transforming software development, writing and rewriting code instantly. In a world shaped by AI, will Git still matter? Then there's GitHub, owned by Microsoft. If GitHub controls most of the world's repositories, how decentralized is Git really? Some predict the future of version control isn't Git at all. New solutions like blockchain-based systems promise immutability, transparency, and true decentralization. But can blockchain scale? Is it practical, or just another idea that sounds good on paper? History shows no tool stays on top forever. CVS dominated the 90s, SVN took over the early 2000s, Git defined the last decade. By the 2030, we may have something completely different. But there's one thing technology won't replace. Git wasn't created by a corporation or planned in a boardroom. It was built by a single developer who faced disaster and refused to accept defeat. And that spirit? That will never die.